You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 20.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, this is your first time listening. This is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or Spotify, and or you can sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com, and you can be notified when new shows are being released. Now, on today's episode, I'm going to pose this question. Why is Facebook Messenger the e-commerce channel for the next decade? Because this has been on my mind quite a bit, and through my merchants and through different people that I chat with in the industry, and they bring up Messenger quite a bit. I posed the question too about how can you get started today using Messenger kind of to drive more sales and customer loyalty, and also things like what are innovative brands doing with Messenger? And so today I'm chatting with Arjun, who is the CEO of a platform called Shop Message at shopmessage.me. And we're going to learn a lot about some of the brands that this platform is managing right now and allowing them to use their service and just the incredible results and stuff that's being generated. So it's an exciting episode. So please enjoy. Hi, Arjun, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. Thanks a lot for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I said at the top of the show that I'm ridiculously overjoyed to have you on. I learned about the platform Shop Message recently in the last month or so, and I do a lot of app audits and kind of dig around inside some merchants and people that I'm involved with. And I noticed your solution, and then noticed that they're getting some phenomenal results where they didn't in past as far as what Messenger was doing, and Messenger generated revenue. And I thought that was quite interesting. And I thought, okay, I got to have you on the show because I have to learn more about the solution and what you do, why you're doing it, and then kind of the impact that you're making with, you know, the Shopify store owners that have made the decision to download it and try it. So on a high level, like, what does Shop Message do, and kind of what problem does it solve for Shopify store owners?
Thanks for that intro, Steve. So Shop Message enables brands to use chat primarily through Facebook Messenger to increase their sales and brand loyalty with their customers. So Shop Message is a true marketing automation platform. So it tracks all sorts of shopping behavior on your website. So when a customer comes to your site, what products are they viewing? What are they adding to their cart? What are they purchasing? And then Shop Message will allow you to send personalized messages via Facebook Messenger to the user that can either remind them about something in the cart, give them an opportunity to purchase, or just engage with them even after the purchase. So that's in a nutshell what Shop Message does.
Let's dig into you first, and then I definitely want to dig deeper into the solution because I know it's an exciting topic. So let's find out more about your entrepreneurial journey, you know, leading up to kind of launching the Shop Message solution.
My entrepreneurial journey actually starts when I was a teenager. So I got into web technology and coding as a young teenager. And growing up in Southern California, I had some friends whose parents were actually running internet startups of their own. And this was in the dot-com boom. So I found myself at just 14 years of age being a developer for one of these dot-com companies that, like many similar ones, ended up going bust. But it really got into my mind the power of technology, the power to reach potentially millions of people. And actually, I was really attracted to the kind of skill set that entrepreneurs have, especially in the tech world, which is both an understanding of tech and product, but also distribution and business. So I got that tasted from an early age. And so I studied computer science and business in college and ended up working at Microsoft for a few years to just get a taste for what it's like at a large company, because, at a large company, they must be doing some things right. So it taught me a lot of the processes of how you can be a large company, but still innovate and still still produce new products. So I learned basically how teams work together. As a product manager, I learned how to best work with engineers and come up with designs. So, after that, I felt like I wasn't quite ready at the time to start a company. And so I ended up going to business school. And after business school, worked at a company called Zynga. Zynga made social games, so games like Farmville or Cityville. And actually, I was at Zynga for really the rise through starting from 2009. And by the end of my tenure there, I ended up managing Words with Friends. So really at Zynga, it showed me a number of things. It showed me, first of all, that it's possible to build massive businesses, $1 billion businesses using Facebook as a platform. Just the power of Facebook to reach people was amazing. And also it taught me how to become a better product manager, because I wasn't just designing features on intuition, but I was really using a data-driven approach to build these product features. In this case, we were building games. And so it was all about the design of the game, how it actually drove reach and retention and revenue, and how you can quickly measure these things. By the end of my tenure there, my partner Andrew and I, he and I were coworkers at the time, but we decided we wanted to start a business together, and found that a lot of what we learned at Zynga and the way of thinking applied very closely to e-commerce. So we actually built our own e-commerce store, and we've been on the Shopify platform since the early days, back in 2013. And in that time, we've built up numerous brands, done a lot of apparel and jewelry and homeware, and have sold to over 2 million customers. So needless to say, we are big fans of Shopify for really enabling our initial entrepreneurial journey. And then in early 2017, we saw the Facebook Messenger platform really rise. And at that point, we noticed that brands weren't yet using it to drive revenue. And so we noticed that Shopify was already using Messenger to send things like receipt shipping notifications. We had the innovation of what happens if you capture an opt-in earlier in the funnel and actually help customers as they're deciding what to buy, and helping them to, if they forget about a product that they added to the cart, how do we send them a gentle reminder to go ahead and recover that cart later on and make a purchase? Mm-hmm. So that's when we basically built Shop Message for ourselves. And the results were just amazing. We saw an immediate lift in revenue of 10 to 15% for our traffic that came from Facebook. And we knew right then that this is going to be a massive opportunity way beyond just improving our e-commerce store. So that's when we invested in really making this an app and a general platform that can be used across all stores, both on Shopify and any e-commerce store. And also, how do we support all sorts of customer communication, not just add to cart, not just abandon cart, but also all sorts of sequences. So that was a little bit about a story.
Yeah. It's great that you kind of walk the walk too. That's my one takeaway, because it's rare of a app or marketing platform founder typically, even though they're solving e-commerce problems, most I would say have not actually launched a brand. Maybe as an entrepreneur, they're more a SaaS entrepreneur and trying to solve that problem with technology, versus the other way around, where you said you got involved in e-commerce because that was just something that you wanted to do, and in obviously millions of orders, and now you have this purpose-built platform that you did for your own brand to build it. And then, I guess look from afar now and go, okay, wait a second, there's even more value in the tech stack that I've created that helped build my e-commerce stores, that now I can offer that as an app now in Shopify App Store.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we even started in the early days, I think we started before the app platform was itself a robust ecosystem like it is today. So mm-hmm. A lot of the things we added to our store to make it competitive with bigger brands were things that we had to just code in a custom way for ourselves. And what we noticed through the years is that many of the innovations that we had on our site were later on being adopted by just completely other app developers who are turning that into an app that's available for any store. So, this was really the moment where we said, okay, we built this for ourselves. It did well. It's only a matter of time before this is built out for other brands as well. Why not us? Why shouldn't we be the ones to actually build it up?
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about chatbots, because it's obviously been a topic that is brought up in many strategic calls that I have, and people I think have a cursory knowledge of it. There's a few players in the marketplace right now in more enterprise market that, you know, are kind of flogging their product. It does take a full team and quite a bit of implementation to kind of implement it correctly. But let's talk about what you see is different now in the market from like maybe where the enterprise market has been for the last year to 2 years and kind of where we're at today.
Chatbots is a pretty loaded term, and it's been around for a long time now. And especially starting 3 to 4 years ago, you started hearing a lot of hype around chatbots, especially when paired with things like machine learning, AI, natural language processing. And, you know, it was also around the time when Amazon Alexa came out, and people were already talking about conversational commerce. But the problem was, at that point, it really was overhyped. So you'd have other startups raising money for doing really highly custom implementations for brands. But when it comes down to it, the artificial intelligence wasn't good enough to just respond to general things that customers were asking for. And also, it's pretty intimidating to have just a blank text box to start typing with the bot. Users don't really know what to say.
Yeah.
And so if you look at the next phase was you saw these bot platforms emerge, things like ManyChat and ChatFuel, which are great. And we saw some brands starting to adopt, chatbots of their own. But what we saw is brands were treating chat and Facebook Messenger as its own silo. So they treat it like a different channel, like Instagram or like Vine, where they needed to create their own content for it. They would have users engage with the brand through that channel, and that's where all the activity would take place. Right. So, you know, we thought that was a good promise, but the problem was getting people into these conversations, because nobody really knew how to actually start that conversation.
Yeah.
It was just pretty cumbersome. Mm-hmm. So fast forward to what we see now is, now a few things have changed that make chatbots immediately viable and immediately profitable for businesses. And I would say there's three things. Number one is context. So instead of just providing a blank text box to start typing in, can you have the chatbot perhaps initiate conversations based on what the customer is actually doing on the site? And this mirrors what happens in the real world. I mean, if you're walking in a store and you're browsing a few products and you're carrying some things in your bag, and you see a sales rep come to you, they already know a lot of things about you. They know what you've been browsing, they know what's in your bag, and they can offer you some context around that. So number one is just giving people some sort of context based on where they're already shopping, which is on your website, not in your bot. And then number two is enabling interaction. So if you ask a question and allow the customer to respond with a quick reply, that eliminates typing, that eliminates kind of knowing what to talk about, but also gives really structured flows that users can fall into. One example of this is an abandoned cart scenario. So if a user leaves a product in their cart, later on the brand can go ahead and reach out to the customer and, you know, say, did you mean to leave this behind? We've actually saved your cart for you. You can recover it on any device. And, if the brand wants to, by the way, here's a discount where you can go and just get right back into your checkout flow and finish it.
Right.
And obviously number three is conversion. The difference between, you know, a few years ago and now is nowadays you're actually seeing chatbots result in actual sales for businesses. On the Shop Message platform alone, our customers, our merchants have made over $100 million over the last year just through the Facebook Messenger channel. And this is only going to grow as more businesses get on the on Messenger and as Messenger itself becomes more powerful.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And I see a lot of people, and this is kind of a little bit off topic, but I see a lot of people even using chat solutions, like using Messenger as a chat solution. And I'm finding that it's not quite ready for prime time, meaning that they see the benefits in Messenger, and I can, you know, and hopefully by the end of the show, we're sharing the message and the benefit of why Shop Message is being so successful with Shopify store owners. It's certainly from one flow of cart abandonment, as you said. I also find just Facebook Messenger in general as a chat solution on its own has a lot of challenges from a user experience perspective because things are in sequential order and there is no association between the customer record and previous conversations and social profile other than Facebook. And so it gets a little bit challenging that way. Do you find that much at all with any of your discussions with merchants at all that you chat with?
Yes, we do. But we actually see this as more of an opportunity. So in the past, if somebody would just go start a conversation by going to their Facebook page and just typing to the customer or typing to the brand, it was really difficult to associate them with what's an actual company within their, with an actual customer within their Shopify customer base. Right. But with Shop Message, those two are linked. So when the conversation is started, if you're actually somebody who works for the brand and you're seeing some incoming messages come through, you can actually scroll up and see what products the user's been browsing. You can actually know what Shopify customer this is linked with. And I think customer support is a huge opportunity for Messenger. And it's very natural. It's, customers would way rather use some sort of a chat channel to reach out to brands instead of using an 800 number or even email. I think that Messenger is going to be so big that there's going to be a lot of players in the space. Right. And in fact, and there's also other players that are focused primarily on the help desk scenario. And one of them that, is our personal favorite is called Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do recommend Gorgeous.io. And I interviewed Roman, I think early on and about 3 months ago. And his application is blowing up. So for those of you that have not listened to that episode, please head on over to the resources and kind of podcast area on e-commerce Fastlane, and you can listen to that episode. It's phenomenal if you're still doing email or customer support through Gmail or however you're doing it. You'll find this is a significant change on how you can have a single dashboard view of all things about the customer. So let's talk about email, because I think that's another area that I don't know if it conflicts a bit with Messenger, but why would Messenger be better than email?
Right. We talk to many merchants and sometimes they don't understand. They say, I already send an abandoned cart email. I already send a receipt. I already send shipping notifications over email. Why do I need to do this through Facebook Messenger or through any other channel? Mm-hmm. And it's really that, the world is changing. It's becoming more conversational. Already when people talk to their friends and family, the instinct isn't to send an email. It's to actually chat with them, whether it's on Messenger or iMessage.
Definitely, and, yeah.
And Messenger as a platform has grown like crazy. I mean, there's over 1.3 billion people who are using that. So as a platform, that's actually where your users are. I'll say, like, if you were to narrow it down to why Messenger is better than email, number one, it starts with reach. With Shop Message and with Messenger, users can opt into receiving messages from your brand in a single click. And even it can happen in the course of their purchase flow. And that's way better than having to type in your email address, which is, as we know, to be very difficult on a mobile phone. And it allows you to capture this purchase intent higher up in the funnel. And so you can reach up to 3 times more people over Messenger than you can over email. And then on the messages themselves, they're significantly more efficient than emails. A great email abandoned cart open rate will be something like 30%. Right. But an abandoned cart message from Messenger is getting over 80% open rates. Mm. And that's because users are getting a push notification. There's very prominent placement. And at this point, there are not too many brands on the channel. This is a channel where you're accustomed to having real conversations with your friends and family.
Right.
So you're going to get high open rates. The messages themselves can be very compelling and very visual and interactive. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing 25 to 30% click-through rates, which in itself is 5 times what you'll see in email.
Right.
And then lastly is, similar to email, we'll go ahead and recover your cart from any device and enter you straight into a purchase flow and make it so that you just have the minimal number of fields to fill out to go ahead and finish your purchase. Over time, this is going to be a direct one-click purchase from within the Messenger app itself. Right. So you'll actually get higher conversion rates as well. So it's basically at all steps in the funnel, Messenger performs better than email. And then, lastly is just there's a lot more scenarios that are enabled through the interaction of Messenger that you can't get through email. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you want to if you want a customer to leave a review, the customer can do it with just one click on a quick reply, or they can respond with a picture because they're on their they're on their phone right then. Or they can click through all sorts of menus. They can take quizzes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of these things are just not possible in email. I'll say lastly is that oftentimes brands have massive CRMs, and it's really important for them to know who their customers are, because for bigger brands, over 50% of their customers are just browsing in guest mode. So that means that when the customers leave the site, the brand has no way to reach out to them. There's no email, there's nothing. But with Messenger, you're able to reach a lot more of these people after they leave the site, even if you don't have the email address. And if you engage in a conversation back and forth, then you can actually augment your CRM with Facebook profile data. Mm. So things like their name and their gender, their locale, their profile pic, in case you want to use that in some sort of customization or personalization.
Right.
So for a lot of these, it's just way more powerful than email.
So then I'm going to be devil's advocate then. So, but why Facebook Messenger then? Like, aren't there a lot of other chat platforms that are available in the market?
You're right. And to be clear, our bet is not on just Facebook Messenger, but it's on this new medium of communication.
Okay.
The bet is on chat. It's on conversation as the way that people will make their sales.
Yeah.
If you look at the app stores, the iPhone, the Apple and the Android app stores, at the Google Play Store, what you see is that 6 of the top 10 most used apps are actually chat apps. And so whether it's Facebook Messenger or iMessage or WhatsApp or Instagram DM or Google Hangouts, if you use any of these, all of these are ripe to be used by businesses over the coming years. Messenger just happens to be the most sophisticated of the platforms. Mm-hmm. But we actually saw WhatsApp for Business launched just weeks ago. Google is investing heavily in their chat efforts as well. And there's also an Apple product that allows you to do things like buy flowers through iMessage.
Wow. You know, and it actually makes me think about the Chinese kind of social media market. I always kind of look there for maybe some inspiration of kind of what's going on in that market. And, you know, when you think of WeChat, I think recently they just hit like 1 billion users on that solution. And, you know, people literally just use WeChat exclusively for like their full shopping experience. And they actually buy through WeChat.
Right.
And it's pretty amazing if that's kind of where the future could potentially be headed. I definitely in alignment with you about it may not necessarily always be Facebook Messenger. It is now. It's a very now, but in the future, I think that's the only way to get the attention. And I think, you know, WeChat is certainly onto something, having as many users as they have and the amount of revenue that they're driving through that and through all the partners that are connected through WeChat. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. Oh, actually, how people in Asia, how the Asian countries tend to use chat apps has been an inspiration for us, because it's not just to talk to their friends and family. They tend to use chat apps as their remote control for life. So things like ordering their cabs or ordering food, a lot of those activities, for which in the US mostly happens in separate apps, can happen in the same chat app. And, you know, I think what we're going to see over time is that people already have lots of apps on their phones. And the idea that every brand you interact with should have their own separate app that you have to download and interact with, that just seems a bit overwhelming. And with Messenger, you get a lot of the same values that you get with an app. So things like contextual menus, interaction, rich images and media, but without actually requiring a separate app download.
So let's talk about, you briefly touched on it at the top, but there's, you know, there's a few competitors in the space right now, ManyChat being one of them, and, you know, there's a few others. Can you kind of share maybe what your kind of unique selling proposition is versus kind of what else is out there? I think ChatFuel was another one.
Sure. So, you know, again, ManyChat and ChatFuel were big inspirations for us. We saw the kind of flows that brands and companies were able to create. What we found is that ManyChat and ChatFuel are great for a siloed experience within Messenger, so enabling a bunch of conversations within Messenger. But the problem is that they don't have a tight e-commerce integration. So these platforms don't know that you're also browsing on the web, or that you're adding products to your cart, mm-hmm. or that you're purchasing. Mm-hmm. And so the only context they have is just what's inside the conversation already. When, especially on a new channel, I mean, most of the time, people aren't just shopping on Messenger. They're shopping elsewhere. So you really need to pull it in. You really need to pull that context in. And that's really the main differentiator.
Right. Well, and that completely makes sense. I mean, this is an e-commerce show, and it's great that you're, you know, tracking all that user behavioral data, like on the site, like add to cart and browsing and a cart abandonment. Sounds like that would be like the number one thing that I guess brands should think about on Messenger, is adding a cart abandonment recovery sequence.
Exactly. You know, when people ask me, what's the very first thing that I should do on Messenger? It seems like a lot of brands are making a lot of money on Messenger. Yeah. What's the first thing I should do? You know, the answer is hands down abandoned cart recovery. And this is really the hook. The reason why is because, first of all, it's just dead easy to set up. You know, you can use Shop Message to connect your Shopify store and your Facebook page and customize messages, add discounts if you want to. And then within minutes, you have up and running a chatbot that will go ahead and recover your abandoned carts for you. So, you know, that really is easy to set up and also immediately drives revenue. We've had brands that literally on the very first day using Shop Message generated over $100,000 in sales that just from the Messenger channel.
Man.
So, you know, that's really powerful. And then what we tend to find is abandoned cart recovery is the hook for the brand. And, you know, after a while, the merchants say, wow, this is great. I'm increasing revenue right away. And, oh, by the way, look, I see all these subscribers. I see my subscriber count going up. What do I do with them? How can I reach out to them in a very personalized way? And then, you know, over time, it'll also be, oh, wow, now we have a lot of conversations going on in Messenger. Can you help me to automate my responses so I can make sure customers get the response they're looking for as fast as possible?
Right. So I would agree with you. I mean, usually the abandoned cart recovery is kind of the first thing you do with a merchant that I chat with. The first thing I do is disable the single one that Shopify does from the admin. And then I make sure that whatever their email platform, marketing platform of choice, you know, Klaviyo or Bronto, Dotmailer, ListTrack, even MailChimp for that matter, you know, I just make sure there's some kind of a proper email sequence that's set up through email.
Right.
Now, let's talk about retention strategies though. So like what are you thinking about now after the purchase is made in regards to your solution in Facebook Messenger?
Right. So after a purchase has been made, now you have a true fan. You have a customer, someone who's paid you money to get a product, and your goal really is to grow this dedicated audience of repeat customers. So if you think about how we communicate with customers already on other channels like email, there's a lot of things that happen in the customer journey. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean to say you should turn off email or these other channels or not use it. I mean, we live in an omni-channel world right now. So it's important to reach out to customers where they actually engage. Mm-hmm. Thinking back to the customer journey, we've already talked about abandoned cart recovery for consideration. But for post-purchase, Messenger is actually a very useful channel for getting all sorts of messages, automated and not. So for example, you can get a order confirmation message. You can get a shipping notification. You can get into a post-purchase flow that many brands do as a way to kind of welcome the new customer into their family. And oftentimes what we find is that if you can get a customer to make a second purchase within their first 30 days, those customers' lifetime value is actually seven times those who only make one purchase in the first 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is really your chance to get the customer sold on the brand, and actually making a back and forth conversation too. So asking for product reviews is a great scenario for Messenger because the response rate is just so high. And you can also ask for user generated content. So customers can take pictures, mark it up and send it back to you. Also, I mean, there's so many other scenarios like referral programs or managing your subscriptions that it makes sense to do in Messenger because what we see is people these days, especially millennials and younger, aren't using email for these anymore.
Mm-hmm. It makes me think about this whole multi-channel. That's what you said, omni multi-channel kind of approach to marketing. And I completely agree with you. It reminds me of one client that I have, and they've implemented your solution as a test, and they're overjoyed and happy with the performance of it, and they're going to continue on as a customer outside of the original free trial. But what they've decided to do was they allowed the card abandonment sequence, just the first sequence, to be 30 minutes after the card is abandoned to go ahead and have a flow sent out through Messenger. So to remind them that the item's in their cart. And then they also have another solution, and they're 1 hour after the card abandonment, they're sending a text message.
Right.
And it's filling in the gaps a little bit where maybe Messenger or it's just another touch point potentially. And then they also have it 2 hours after card abandonment, they are sending an email sequence. And so it may sound a little bit aggressive, but I've actually looked at the complete flow. The first touch point, which is your solution, is the one that's the most powerful and the one that creates the most revenue. But there's a very interesting trickle-down effect of the SMS and the email as another kind of omni-channel approach to card abandonment. So I just wanted to throw that out there, that I'm sure you've kind of seen that flow, or do you have any feedback on what I've seen so far?
Absolutely. This is actually pretty common. What you'll find is that some users gravitate towards Messenger, especially if a user came to your product from a post on Facebook or an ad on Facebook. Now, those users are logged into Facebook. More likely than not, they use Messenger to keep in touch with their friends. And so that's a channel that works for them. But at the same time, there might be other people who came from a different channel who might not use Facebook or even Messenger as much, but SMS could be the way to reach them. And then there's still going to be people who continue to use email because, I mean, the channel's been around for so long and it's not going away anytime soon. This is really, the omnichannel approach is the way to go. What I'll say is the opportunity now is to make sure that all these different channels and all these solutions are, in addition to being really good in and of themselves, they need to be able to communicate with one another so that, you know, a store's platform can learn that, okay, this user responds a lot on Messenger, but doesn't really respond as much on SMS. So why don't we send them messages where they actually open them, which is on Messenger, maybe hold off on the ones on SMS, or vice versa. And so that's really the next opportunity. That's something that ShopMessage is investing a lot mm-hmm. into, starting off with an integration with Klaviyo mm-hmm. so that, you know, if a user is actually responding to the messages on Messenger, they're finishing the purchase there. You know, maybe there's no email abandoned cart message sent as well.
Yeah, that's a nice webhook. If in fact they are converting through Facebook Messenger, there's no need to continue on with the Klaviyo sequence for cart abandonment. That's a very good point. So let's talk about, do you have any other, like, I guess, tips and tricks or kind of innovative things that you see? You kind of get kind of a behind the scenes look at what brands are doing on Messenger. Can you share a couple of things that are exciting right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So because of the interactive nature of Messenger, one really popular use case is quizzes. So these can be everything from a really fun BuzzFeed-y like quiz that just allows the user to engage with the brand to a more functional one. So we're working with one of our customers who used ShopMessage to build a quiz to allow their customers to find a pair of jeans for them. So just like in a real store, people will ask what you're looking for in your pair of jeans. The bot will ask what color are you looking for? What kind of fit are you looking for around the waist and the ankles? And after, you know, 4 or 5 questions, can provide a, you know, rich set of recommendations for the user to go back and click and make a purchase. So that's been, customers really like that. The brand enjoys it as well. And so quizzes leading to product recommendations is one of the more innovative things. Aside from that is just more lightweight touch points for their brands. So oftentimes there's brands that are in fast fashion that they have products come out and they have collections that come out that get sold out just, you know, in hours. Mm-hmm. So what customers want is they want to be alerted when a product that they're interested in drops. And this allows brands to capture a list of people who are interested in when a product drops and then create a flurry of activity right away. Which, you know, if you were to try to do this over email or just over posting on social media, you might get more of a trickle mm-hmm. effect. And then lastly is some of our fashion customers, you know, they find that inventory planning, demand forecasting, it's very difficult. And it's the kind of thing that can make or break a season. So what they do is they use ShopMessage to just survey their VIP buyers, say people who've made more than 3 or 5 lifetime purchases or more than $500. And they ask these group of VIPs very specific questions about what products they like to see. Do they want to see this outfit in red or blue? And that data that the customers actually really like this. They feel really involved and the interaction is really fun. So the brands are getting rich feedback from people who are actual buyers. Now, if you compare that with, if you're trying to get the same feedback over email, you need to send to way more people to get the same responses. And so you're really increasing your exposure. Or if you're trying to post on social media and asking what people like, you're going to get a lot of feedback from non-buyers. Mm-hmm. So being able to send a personalized message to a tightly segmented audience with a high response rate is one of the more innovative things that we've seen brands do.
Very cool. I scribbled down lots of notes here, so I'm going to be sharing these with my clients and merchants. Thank you very much for those. I'm going to make one little pivot to Black Friday, Cyber Monday. BFCM, I think, is, wow, gosh, it must be 80 days, 75 days away, like less than 3 months. Oh, wow. Like it's coming around the corner. It's definitely a hot topic for a lot of people now. And, you know, last year, I think Shopify did, you know, just over $1 billion in revenue in those few days. And so do you have any kind of strategies that you would kind of recommend for people now kind of thinking about that, you know, largest kind of buying week or weekend of the year?
Absolutely. So Black Friday, Cyber Monday is definitely a point of high activity. And it's definitely what we see as our biggest days on Shop Message as well. And when in talking to many of our customers, we find that they have the same goals. What they're finding is they're looking for a way to cut through the noise. There's a lot of brands sending emails that show up in your Gmail promotions tab. There's a lot of brands that are running ads on Facebook so that you're seeing CPMs go sky high. And you're seeing a lot of just activity everywhere so that it's hard to really reach your customers in a place where they'll actually read your message and will respond to it. So, you know, what we offer to our customers are ways to reach all of your, reach your Messenger subscribers, and not just with the broadcast, but actually with messages that are personalized to them. So you can include a set of products or collections that you can swipe and browse from within the Messenger app itself in their product collection view. And this product collection can be personalized based on what that specific customer was purchased, what they purchased or what they added to their cart or even what they browsed on their site. So this makes for a significantly more powerful message than just here's a blanket, like here's 30% off everything. Mm-hmm.
No, I can see the benefits in that for sure, because that's more of a step number one where people don't have that installed. But yeah, I can see number two is personalizing it more targeted directly, almost like we talk one-on-one marketing. And sounds like you have a great solution to help with that. And that's awesome. So we're nearing the end of the show, but so do you have any kind of closing comments that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
You know, mostly just thanks for having me. And, you know, we've seen a lot of support from the Shopify ecosystem, everyone from MSMs down to all the merchants. So, you know, just thank you to all of our customers and just for anyone who's interested in Messenger and who wants to really get their own chatbot on their store to generate more sales. You know, go ahead and use Shop Message. You can go to www.shopmessage.me. Or you can search for Shop Message one word in the Shopify App Store. And for listeners of this podcast, we're actually offering a 30-day free trial if they use the code FASTLANE.
Well, that's very kind of you. I think it's an absolute no-brainer. So anyone who is listening to this episode, I highly recommend you click pause right now and go to shopmessage.me, like I said, or the App Store, Shop Message. Download it, install it. It's, you know, with this coupon code, 30 days, it will make an impact on your business. That's all I can say. And you will become a customer of this solution. It's very affordable, but hey, you know what? For 30 days, at least you give it a whirl. You can try it out and see for yourself the kind of lift you get. And this has been great. I really, you know, if you had a webcam on right now and you saw the amount of notes that I scribbled down here while we were chatting, you can always tell you have a good interview when you have a whole, like, well, I got 3 pages full of notes here. And that's, I guess, one of the advantages of having this podcast is I get the opportunity to interview people like marketing app, you know, platforms like yourself that, you know, are solving an interesting problem in the market. And, you know, with the end goal of, you know, really helping Shopify store owners kind of grow and scale, you know, it's very apparent that you're very purpose-built platform e-commerce entrepreneur at heart from the beginning, and now made a little bit of a pivot. I know you're still running your Shopify store, so that's great. But made a pivot over to like to SaaS and marketing this product now in the retail. And I think it's fabulous. And once again, thanks Arjun for coming onto the show.
Thank you, Steve.
And that's it for this episode. I highly recommend you head on over to the Shopify App Store and search for Shop Message and add the solution to your store. And use the coupon code FASTLANE to get an extended 30-day free trial. You know, I'm involved with many Shopify store owners and brands, you know, that are using this solution. And I'm shocked, but excited at the same time that the increase in sales that happened immediately by only turning on the Messenger cart abandonment sequence. So check it out for yourself and see all the money that you've been leaving on the table. But, you know, this solution really will convert more site visitors into customers. And thanks again, Arjun, for being so generous with your time on the podcast today and offering this amazing 30-day free trial. I encourage everyone today to please add it to your store. And finally, I'd like to thank you, the entrepreneurs, the brand owners, the loyal listeners of this show. And you know, it's my hope this podcast is offering you a ton of value kind of through growth strategies, tactics, and kind of exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with a personal goal of mine to help you grow and scale with Shopify. Thanks for carving out some time today and listening to the show. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of your week and keep thriving with Shopify.